Hello and welcome to another rebroadcast of Songs for the Struggling Artist. I had hoped to be back up and running and going full force and to give you the smooth sounds of the next song and the new blog, but putting up a show yesterday took a lot out of me. And also, I had some editing to do on the next episode of The Defense. So if you haven't listened to The Defense, that is what's going on right now. We're doing these live recordings in Brooklyn and then also editing those episodes into podcast episodes. And, you know, it's all super great, fun, good work, but I do not have a song in me this evening. And, you know, I thought I was over that cold. And probably if I hadn't had a show to do yesterday, I would be completely healed by now. But it has come back a bit with its, hey, we wanted you to rest energy. Anyway, so what I'm going to give to you here for a rebroadcast is the episode, the podcast, the blog that inspired the previous audio drama, The Dragoning, or at least the previous audio drama series. The Dragoning came out of the blog that I will read to you in this rebroadcast. So one preceded the other, or maybe inspired the other, not immediately. So you never know how it's going to go with inspiration. Anyway, I thought I would reshare that with you because it is, in fact, now the year of the dragon. So in honor of the Lunar New Year and this year's transition into becoming the Wood Dragon year, I thought I would give you this sort of foundational dragon post from quite a few years ago now. Okay, so I can't promise, but I hope I will be back with you next week with an actual new episode and a new song and all of the things. Here is, I am a dragon now. The fear of men is my food. Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast, the podcast. My name is Emily, and if you haven't been here before, I'm glad you're here. And I'll say a few things, read the blog, and then I'll sing a song at the end. The blog I'm going to read you is blowing up a little bit on the internet. I mean, a little bit for me. It's like, it's not like millions of views, guys. So, you know, we're not looking at, you know, I don't know. These are not BuzzFeed numbers at the moment. But, I mean, they're bigger than I've seen in a long time. I have seen bigger. It's true. But these are, yeah, it's kind of going around, which is so nice. And it's at that interesting stage, too, where it's moved beyond me and my circle. So, like, I don't even know where it's all coming from now. It's just sort of, because before I can track, like, oh, okay, I see that X person posted it on their Facebook wall. And, you know, the comments or whatever are going on their post and their people are probably why I'm getting the views, etc. But now it's just like moved beyond even where my sort of Songs for the Struggling Artist Facebook page is not even really tracking them anymore. So that's very interesting. I haven't seen that in a good long while. So I'm guessing that the ladies of the world are a little bit mad, just like me, which I don't know, it sucks. Anyway, so if you've read it, thank you. And if you've shared it, also thank you. And if you haven't heard it yet, you're in luck because I'm about to read it to you. And it is called, I Am a Dragon Now. The fear of men is my food. I am nice. I am so nice. My whole life, I have been told I am nice. When I received criticism, it was that I was too nice. And not just once either. Over and over and over again. You're too nice, they'd say. But that's over. It's over. I am a dragon now. Tell me I'm too nice again. It didn't have to be this way. The arc of the universe could have bent toward justice a little sooner, and I would have remained as I was. I could have stayed that person who wrote sweet plays that mostly worked out in the end. You know the kind, the ones where smart women hook up with slightly dorky, temporarily clueless men, and everyone's happy. You could have had more of those plays. You could have had love songs and dream novels and light sparkling in the trees. I would have happily smiled my way through the rest of my life. I would have looked past a lot of bad behavior to have a seat at the table. But you didn't give me a seat at the table, so I brought a folding chair, as the great Shirley Chisholm advised. But now I am a dragon, and every chair and the table will be burnt to the ground. Yesterday, a man sat at my table when there was plenty of other space at the cafe. He could not tell I was a dragon. He chewed his ice loudly and ostentatiously, oblivious of the fire and fury so close to him. He was not afraid. I was hungry, so I ate him. Going up the subway stairs, I was behind a man. I was in his blind spot. He did not see me, but he could feel my wrath. He was afraid. I ate his fear, and it nourished me. So I let him live, so he could feed me again. Across the internet, men are terrified. If white men endowed with every privilege can be accused of sexual assault, then who's to say you are not next? Who is safe anymore, they say. Who is safe? Not you. I want you afraid. All those years of fearing violence, particularly sexual violence, have given me a hunter's instinct. I can spot a predator from very far away, and I am coming for your fear. Yes, you're right. Being accused of sexual assault is, of course, just as bad as experiencing it. Worse, even. Yes, be afraid. You are not safe. Not from me, certainly. I ate an ice chewer whole. What do you think I'll do to you? I don't care. I'm a dragon now. The thousands of years of women's fear of men are stoking my craving for destruction, for the terror on the other foot. I am all rage, all fire, all destruction. It did not have to be thus. But this week of patriarchal entitlement paroxysms and the reenactment of the trauma of innumerable women has made me a dragon. Now might be a good time to finally enact some of that gun legislation you've been so loath to get going on, because my dragon self is keen on getting her hands on the tools of war, on the tools of men's rage. If you do not fear me yet, perhaps you will fear your own death machines. The dragon will lap up the flop sweat and your terror. But hashtag not all men. Right? Wrong. Yes. Yes, all men. Is that what you're afraid of? That we mean all men when we talk about these things? That I mean all men now? Is that your big fear? Then yes. All men. All of them. Especially if you're asking this dumbass question. Then yes, I mean you. I am coming for you. Your fear of all men is especially tasty. Yes, all men, then. Do you want to be saved from my path of destruction through all men? Do you want to be an exception? Try smiling more. I will be inclined to exempt those that love me and be merciful to those that please me. Try laughing at my jokes. All of them. I am hilarious. I am a genius. Don't you think so? Oh, women aren't funny? That's funny. And now you're my lunch. I will pardon those who understand. Try listening. Those who have heard me, even before I was a dragon, will escape my wrath. They will be treasured in my castle, along with the rest of my dragon horde. My fury has become indiscriminate, but I can be placated. I can be soothed, but I cannot be reasoned with. Explaining why I should not turn you into dust will not save you. If you need some survival tools for adapting to a world full of indiscriminate rage, ask your grandmother. Or any woman who has soothed angry men around her all her life. I think those same tricks will work on me. Maybe. That doesn't mean you should not be afraid. My fire is sudden, it is fierce, and I do not look like a dragon. I look like a nice, friendly lady who won't cause any trouble. But I will. Oh, I will. You should be afraid of every single one of us now. We are coming for you, and your fear is delicious. So that's my dragon post. Are you okay? I hope you're all right. Unless you're the kind who needs to be afraid, in which case I hope you're afraid. I don't know if I should have warned you about this post. Should I have? Tell me if I should have. So thank you for listening. And this was a post that I'm actually not surprised that it's taken off a bit, because there was like a fervor that I felt about writing it. And that's only happened to me. Like, usually I have a thing I'm mad about and I, you know, express it on paper. But there are times when, like, I'm so consumed with something that I don't even write in my usual locations. Like, I'll be like writing on the subway because I have to like channel it, even in an inappropriate place. And this was one of those. This was started on the subway post. yeah. There's a sequel forthcoming, but it has actually been super helpful for me the last few days, and apparently for several of people I know as well, which is great. And a lot of us have changed our Facebook profile pictures to dragons, which is fun. So feel free to do so as well if you like. And the one on my Facebook page is a Pixabay image, so it's super, you know, it's easy and free to use. So if you go on Pixabay and search for dragons, you'll find all kinds of free dragons for yourself. Song. I'm going to tell you about a song. This is the funny thing about the song here, because I have been preparing a song for what I thought was going to be the next blog, which is when I finished writing, you know, weeks ago. But things have been a little bit crazy here in my native land of the United States of America. So I've been ready to do it for a while, and I just keep having other things. So I've been practicing a Steely Dan song, which I surprisingly can play, because I thought it was going to be way too hard, but in fact, I can do it. But I've been practicing it, and that is not what's going to happen here, because it's not the right song for this post. So if you were hoping for Reeling in the Years today, you're not going to get it. I'm very sorry. But I was like, okay, I realized, I was sort of thinking through like my catalog of, first of all, I don't know any songs about dragons aside from Puff the Magic Dragon, which is definitely not appropriate for this post. And I couldn't think of any songs like about dragons or anything in that territory. And I was like, I've already gone through almost my entire rage catalog, basically. Like, I think we've hit rage bottom. Like, I guess that's what I mean by turning into a dragon in a way. It's like, I thought I'd already reached the height of terror and rage and like emotional response to the events of the world. And I get here and find out that there's more. So I've already like recorded all of the songs that normally get me through these, I don't know, I've never felt this quite this before, but that normally get me through like angry feelings or feelings of helplessness or whatever. Like I've already recorded all of those songs. Like maybe there's an exception, but I can't think of one. Like I've already done them all. So, so I did suddenly go like, oh, I don't think I've ever sung Kid Fears, which is an Indigo Girls song. And I go to the Indigo Girls for high quality rage often, because it's often intermixed with a kind of, I don't know, a thoughtful despair. And I don't normally think of Kid Fears as being a song about rage. But I was thinking, it just popped into my head and I was like, oh, but like if the dragon sang Kid Fears to like the fellas she's about to, you know, eat, then we have something. Anyway, that may not be the only thing that's going on in this recording of Kid Fears, but I did learn Kid Fears this afternoon so I could record it for you now and put it here at the end of the podcast. So my thanks to Amy Ray for writing many a song that has gotten me through rageful and despairful times. My hat's off to Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, of course, also. So here it is. This is Kid Fears.
Pain from pearls, hey little girl, how much have you grown? Pain from pearls, hey little girl, flowers to the ones you've known. Are you on fire? What would you give for your kid fears? Secret staircase, running high, you had a hiding place. Secret staircase, running low, they all know now. The stars above, replace the need with love.